The Kennedy assassination is a perfect example. It's not just what we think it is, it's something deeper. I'm not going to go and tell you Oswald acted alone or Oswald was part of a conspiracy. I'm going to say there's another thing happening here. There's a UFO connection.
What?
Today we're talking with Peter Lavenda. When he was 17, he dressed up as a fake priest and talked his way past the Secret Service to sneak into Bobby Kennedy's funeral. That stunt led him to an underground world of occult societies, intelligence operations, and hidden history that he's been investigating for over 30 years. CIA mind control programs, the JFK assassination, Nazi occultism, UFOs, and secret seances attended by America's most powerful families. It's all connected.
I could not get my head around why we were bombing Vietnam. I could not understand it. I said, no, I'm not going to do this. How do you get deferred from going into the army? There was a 4F deferment, and that said clergyman. And that's when the light bulb came on. Why don't we create our own church? So we picked a church that was in Czechoslovakia, still behind the Iron Curtain.
Brilliant.
There were no Slovak Orthodox people.
You guys aren't hearing confessions on the train or doing anything like that, are you?
No.
Okay.
But we are blessing graves.
What?
June 68, and Bobby Kennedy is assassinated. That was going to be like the savior, right?
Yes.
He was going to get us out of Vietnam.
Yes.
What does my friend say? We're going to go to the funeral. You can imagine the security.
Well,
the funeral of a dead Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had to get through PD first, no?
And we're in the freaking sanctuary. All the high clergy people, all the bishops, archbishops, cardinals, whatever you want,
yep.
They're all there. And I look over there, and there's like the president of the United States.
Oh, my goodness.
There's senators. There's names that I recognize. There's actors. I'm looking at this. I'm saying, holy crap. I'm in deep shit if they find out. There's this place in Chile. It's called Colonia Dignidad, and it's run by ex-Nazis, and they have a weird cult that they you know, operate out of there. They're doing weird cult things, and they're Nazis, and it's like weird. And I thought to myself, book me a ticket, right? I'm there. We drive to this like gravel parking lot. I took a bunch of pictures. I got into the car and I said, okay, let's go. I just want to take pictures. I said, let's get out of here.
Yep.
He says, okay with me.
Yep.
And as we're pulling out, that's when the Mercedes, the mysterious Mercedes pulls out, the gates close. Mercedes blocks our way of getting out. And two really big guys get out of the Mercedes. So I roll down the window.
Yes.
And he looks at me and he says the classic line that I've waited my entire life to hear since Casablanca. Your papers, please.
No.
Yeah, exactly those words in that tone. This guy that died in Surabaya was supposed to have been Hitler, according to the Indonesians. The head shape was the same. The ear lobes looked like they were the same. And they said, oh, no, we have his passport. Oh, well, that should tell me something. Could be fake, but at least it'll tell me something. Oh, the guy was born in Austria, like the same year. And I'm thinking, oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. This can't be right. No. So I went to look at the cemetery. And there's a guy walking around the cemetery. I'll take you. I know who you're looking for. And he gets to the cemetery, and he shows his hands, and he says, Hitler.
No. See, that's the thing, is this is true. This is a massive failure of every intelligence agency on the planet.